what do tiered storage and ILM have to do with disaster recovery?
Absolutely, and that all ties back into the same topic of data growth and data control and data management and recoverability. Tiered storage, as we talked about a little earlier here in the previous questions, once you start categorizing your data based on criticality and recovery priority, well, right away that dictates the type of, I shouldn't say dictate, but it gives you an indication of data segments. We have our high priority data, we have our medium criticality data, and we have our low criticality or low restore priority data. This is a perfect opportunity if you're looking into doing tiered storage to start dividing your data or using those categories to store your data. A, from a cost perspective, if your data is highly critical to your organization and you want to replicate it because it's so critical, you can't afford downtime, well, that probably belongs on your highest performance, most redundant storage array. Conversely, if you have data that can wait because it's really no rush to restore it, well, then maybe that belongs on your lowest tier or your lowest cost storage, or even potentially, as we talked about archival solutions, on tape somewhere and only accessed if you need to. So tiered storage here, it's also a way to decide what do we restore first, what do we bring up first, what do we rebuild first. It's not just a question of cost at this time. It can be tied right back into DR and used as a their containers. And, of course, your highest criticality data should be recovered first, so therefore you concentrate on rebuilding or maybe making your high tier more redundant. And then when we look at ILM, well, ILM ties right back into all this. Information lifecycle management or data lifecycle management is, again, all about categorizing the data based on its criticality or potentially some legal requirements, but, again, ties very closely into tiered storage or data tiers. Do you keep your outgoing data on your top tier? Probably not. If the data is reaching the end of its life cycle, it should probably be moved to a media, the storage media of lesser cost and lesser performance, because at this point we're just keeping it for potentially legal reasons. And again, tying back into disaster recovery, we're probably not going to restore that data immediately following a disaster. So information lifecycle management is the categorization that we talked about before. All of this is what helps you identify and put the data into segments or clusters or containers based on criticality or value to the organization or legal implications. So all this, and by the way, I have something coming up soon that I'm working on, a little piece that I'm writing specifically around data, keeping data for a long time and the cost of cheap storage in relation to that, the declining cost of storage, having provided an opportunity for companies to avoid doing ILM for a long time. Because storage is so cheap, why make a decision, let's just store everything? Now, from a recoverability perspective, we're seeing problems around that. You did not want to make a decision about your data, you just wanted to keep it all. But now, when comes the time to restore it, you don't know what to restore first because you never really did a categorization exercise based on criticality and whatnot. So ILM is now becoming a very important part of disaster recovery just for the purpose of knowing what you should restore first.